Of everything at this time, for it is upon that that our right to exist depends, and upon that our near to come success is measured. Hence, Turn away from all imaginary engagement and set your heart on thinking thoughts and devising proper tactics to truly connect your hearts as one. So the words, love your friend as yourself, will literally come true in you. Ba'al HaSulam, letter 47.
Friends, I'm Carl from Orlando. I just loved what we saw up on the stage when we were all together and the friends opening their hearts. And Rav said something so special that Rabash wrote to him. In the blink of an eye. What is this? What? In the blink of an eye, spirituality can happen between us. I'd love to hear the friends opening their hearts, and it feels like this is the gateway, you know, when we hear the friends open their hearts. The friend last night from Hong Kong, the young friend, it amazes me. I'm so touched when these young friends feel what it means to be in this society. There's no turning back. It's so amazing. It's so beautiful to be with all of you and to feel how much each one of you wants to have this in the blink of an eye. Let's pray for this. We can feel it right here, right now, between us. It can happen. And the rest of this Congress will be a celebration. Every time the friend opens his heart, it's a celebration. I love you all very much. I will be here between you, with you, around you. I surround you. I love you. L'chaim.
Hi, I'm Richard from North Carolina. When I first joined B'nai Baruch and the friend said you had to act, and so I would pray and act as if I was willing to throw myself in front of the bus for the friend. One day, as I'm making a prayer, all of a sudden, I no longer had to feel that. And it wasn't my prayer anymore. It was the prayer from the 10. And it was overwhelming. A little bit of joy, a little bit of pride. But as I practiced with the friends and I grew in the 10, I found this thing they call Arvut. It is serious. It gives you a burning point in the heart. It's something you hold on to forever. But you do go through the negatives and the positives. And when you are praying and you're trying to reach that despair that's going to let the Creator find you, and He finally gives you that despair, you live on the edge every second of, I'm going to be strong enough so I can carry my life through corporeality, but I'm praying to the Creator every instant to help the friends lift themselves into spirituality so we can go someplace much better. Hi.
Run away, things aren't what they seem. At dawn, we'll wake up from this dream.
Dear friends, my name is Vitaly from Los Angeles. Wow, I'm nervous. Like a teenage boy before a big date. You know, 10 years on this path, there were many instances where I didn't feel like keep going. I didn't feel like I had the strength. And every single time, my friends pulled me out. And I can name numerous instances when it happened. And if it wasn't for that, I wouldn't be here now. And even coming to this Congress, I had circumstances that prevented me from going, and I knew for a fact that I wouldn't be able to go. But seeing the friends in my tent, in my group, getting ready, buying tickets, preparing, raising the importance, created such a feeling of jealousy and envy and shame in me. And I couldn't take it. I had a prayer in my heart. I said, if there is any way, if there is a small chance, Creator, please, please let me make it to the Congress. And what do you know? That jealousy and envy and shame, it really works. Somehow all the obstacles just fell apart and I was able to come. And I want to pass on this feeling to you guys. I want to pass on this feeling of envy and look at your friends, look at your right, look at your left. These giants sitting next to you, each one with a huge point in the heart, each one sacrificed a lot to be here today. We all did. And let's share this feeling with one another. Let's raise this importance to one another. Let's make it so important that this Congress, right here, right now, we're going to achieve the goal. We're all going to come together. We're going to rise above our egos. We're going to connect, and we're going to come out of this Congress as one man and one heart, or one woman. L'chaim.
I want to start with a great gratitude to the Creator, to all of you, my dear family.
I wish there was a way where you could just feel what's happening inside. I feel totally, totally filled with joy to be amongst these friends.
There's no air here. The air is thick because what exists between us, what lies between us, is the Creator. And He's here.
And today we had an opportunity, more than 1,000 people, they all asked together from the Creator, help me not think of myself.
We are the one. It doesn't matter where you come from. So I want to say, you always in my heart. It's you, brothers.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
to a world that is already made. We illuminate, turn the night into day. We feel the future state, and it's great.
Brandon, I'm from Texas. Life has been a constant struggle for me. I've often wondered what I ever did to deserve the things that have come my way. And I've searched, and it's been a trial after trial. And there was a time where I was completely broken, and I cried out in a moment of despair that there had to be a purpose behind all of this. And one thing led to another. I came to the, actually across one of Tony's videos. And at a point where I was really ready to just pull the trigger. And I've wondered my whole life by myself, or felt alone, and I never had a tribe. And coming up through the Education Center in KebU, I've found a home, I found a people, I found a place where everything, every pain, every trial in life has now has a purpose, it has a meaning. And there's no greater place than to come home and to be with all of you. The women, the men, we are one. L'chaim.
Hello, friend. My name is Yanya, I come from New York.
And
And I sell books here, so don't forget to come to the bookstore. The question, what happened this morning was interesting. I had to go back to Brooklyn to get some books from our warehouse. There was a briefcase, a case actually, with the books. So I came in the morning, 5:30, because I also had to get my son. I'm coming to the warehouse. We're finding out that the key that I was given yesterday is wrong because they're using the lock for the truck that came here. So, and we're sitting there with Rona. What do we do? Hey, let's break the lock. I mean, I had tremendous experience with all my higher education in breaking the lock. I'm going to the basement. We're getting, I don't see the hammer. Can we use a screwdriver? Rona goes, I don't know. I never tried it with a screwdriver. So somehow we broke the lock. I enter the room. I see the briefcase and I see it's empty. I see it's empty completely because books were taken already here and they're here on the shelf. It was a relief. It was a tremendous feeling, a preparation for this yeshivat. So I came here right away. I'm usually busy in the store, but right away I went to get my tent because, I mean, I have this tent right now, right here, is our tent. As Rav told us 2 days ago, there's no other tent. I took the thing. It's a ten of a wonderful, beautiful, incredible people. Most of them newcomers. Most of them are here for the first time. They've never been to the other congresses, never ever been. And we have our first meeting. And here I understand that the things that are happening here. This is the miracle. I just want to read you something that the newcomers, people who came here first. Told to the 10, what do we have to do? What is the goal of this Congress? Because this has impressed me so much. I mean, I'm a veteran friend. I've been here for 17 years. And this is what people who've been studying for 2-3 months told today. Just listen to just 6 points. Okay, so we came here to build the 10. We came here to experience real connection, real life, love, and real unity. We came here to build a vessel of reception. We came here to listen to each other and to listen to each other's needs. We came here because there's nothing more important than this thing. And we came here as one man with one heart. L'chaim. L'chaim, l'chaim, l'chaim!
I don't believe in myself, but I believe in you. Falling into myself, but I want to draw to you. Cause when we can stand together above our frozen hearts, I believe the light will come. One step apart, seems like I lost my wings, but you make me fly. And if I stop breathing with you, I stay alive. Cause when we can stand together above our frozen hearts, I am sure the light will come and make things right. We are the part of a one-man body. We are the soldiers of the light. We're gonna break these walls together and let the love free our minds. We're gonna burn like fire, fire in the one desire. And stronger than the dark side of life. In the end, there's nothing else besides light and love and light. In the end, there's nothing else besides light and love and light. In the end, there's nothing else besides light. In our winding path, you're not alone, always watch your back. So let's just stay together. I'll hold you in my arms, and suddenly the light will come and heal the harm. We are the part of the one man army. We are the soldiers of the light.
We're gonna break these walls around us and let the hope fulfill our lives. We are the part of the one-man army. We use the guns with blue tears. We're gonna break these shells around us and let the light know that we're here. We're gonna burn like fire, fire in the one desire. Love is stronger than the dark side of life. Besides life, I don't believe in myself, but I believe in